Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. This is your host, John Newman, and I do not have anybody with me today per usual, but we have just some catching up to do. I have talked a lot in spaces on Twitter and in the Twitter world, and what is good, family? I've been venturing into the world of crypto and learning how to invest and trade and do things like that through a friend of mine who's really, he is killing it in life right now. Just became a father, and he's earning a lot of residual income just off of trading. And he's always been a smart dude, and I trust him a lot. And he's putting me on, and I'm starting to learn more about how this thing rolls. And I was thinking I'm going to need a guest soon on the show. Of course, last year I had a guest on the show around the same time Connor came on. This time I want to bring a new guest in. Nico, he sat in on a show. I'm not sure if he hopped in to the show once or twice, but in the archived episodes, I'm pretty sure you can hear him in the background of an episode or something. But anyways, my homie Nico, he's going to be having a baby with his girl soon, and he's a hard worker, he's a humble dude, and I'd like to, you know, get to pick his brain a little bit about where his life is headed after, you know, we've made some mistakes together in high school, but hey, that's my brother through thick and thin, man. He's one of the most humble, nice dudes there is. Like, the dumbest smart dude, or the smartest dumb dude, he vibes with everybody, and like that's the type of football player and person he was too. And he'll tell you straight up, you know, most of the time he didn't know what he was doing, and he was just trying to light motherfuckers up. But when it came down to it, he was good at playing the game instinctually, and as a athletically, he wasn't, you know, gifted the most, but, I mean, our coaches ended up starting a white kid at safety over him, and I thought it was pretty fucked up just because this dude was a couple inches taller than him and was barely, maybe sloth speed could beat him on the 40 by 0.08 or something. That's about it. Like, nothing huge. And this white kid is he's known for being lazy on the field, and they put him out there. And why am I talking about games that are 5 years old? I really don't want to have to say that part, but this is going to be, for all intensive purposes, a scripted episode of the podcast. The other kid, the white kid, he should have been playing wide receiver. Because my Latino brother, man, Nico, he was fucking playing safety for both safety slots for 3 years before they singled him out to be the Joker, and they ripped that from us. Our coaches absolutely fucking cunt punched us by putting my big time homie fucking Cade out there instead of Nico, but it just wasn't right at the time. And if we'd had Nico's head in the right place, he'd have demanded his first career start come in the playoffs, but instead we got upset by a team coached by an alleged child rapist, which is terrible. Anyways, that guy always made me feel super uncomfortable when he worked at our school when I was a freshman, so no doubt about it, he really was that sociopathic type that uses empathy to harm others. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Seriously, though, that's how rough I had to think over the past 2 years, which is why I haven't been on this show as much as I should. But, you know, I'm bringing support. Like I said, this is a scripted episode. I know you guys love this shit. I know you guys love the show. I can tell because of how many plays without me having to post it several times. Like, the only one time that I posted it several times, I think maybe over a 7 month span, that several amount, I believe it was 4 or 5 times. And I got like 34 genuine listeners out of the last episode. So I'm cool. I'm cool on that. My stats are just fine. I've been hustling pizzas to afford my trading and materials, but it's getting hard to make a profit with the price of gas. But god damn, man, those assholes that are incompetent everywhere, just slowing the system down that we call the shit show, they just slow it down to the point of aggravating multiple people. It's the spine-busting fucking part of it, and it sucks. Insider trading is illegal, so I can't tell you who copyrights the shits, but a man with the initials JB has been telling us on his show he doesn't believe half of what anyone says, because we should all think that way. Half of what they say, the other person is saying, is true. Half is Cap hoping for a better tomorrow or hoping for resentment out of you, because they're either doing it in a loving fashion or a hating fashion. I didn't go to school to learn to apply it in a $50,000 to $65,000 a year type of way. I went to learn it to apply it to my routine, so I could say to a $50,000 to $65,000 a year job. And now I see the light at the end of this dark ass college dropout tunnel, and it happens to be Bitcoin and crypto. I know it's going to take off, and I've had time to think about it, and now I'm into it for the long haul. Now back to the topic. Do I think there was a bit of racism involved in the reason why my friend wasn't started at Safety Force? Oh, hell yeah. I think there was a whole lot of that. Not only was he more agile and a better tackler than Cade, whom is also my bro of the game and also not a bad athlete, just not a good football player. He was too slow to be good at safety and too lazy to be good at safety, whereas Nico wasn't too slow and was the perfect amount of patient. And that's why I'm talking about these five-year-old games, because I'm seeing the same shit happen to NFL teams not knowing who to put back there in their secondary. We keep five-year-old games under lock and key on Huddle, which, players, I recommend you use your school email to sign up for that. Before graduating, putting a new email address on your Huddle account so you can access that. For all of you up in commerce, that is a trick of the trade that is dumbfoundingly important for us to keep. So I just didn't want to say anything that could be taken as a slight or a miscalculation. I wanted to really get my shit together emotionally about moving on from this place that I stay. And that's happened by the menacing grace of God. And he's bucking his teeth at me, but it's okay. I say grace and the Lord's Prayer. I'm sure some of you caught a glimpse of a solicited picture. Ignore that. That's just a bet, and I follow through on those things. It was up for an hour or two? And then, okay, and that's wherein lays the issue. But here is the thing, y'all. I don't give a fuck. I found a pot to piss in, and it's not a boiling pot. It's more like a teapot. You got to be really careful, but it was up on the TL, on the timeline, while I was on private, and then as I was deleting it, I let the public see it for about 15 to 30 seconds, however long it took to delete the post. On that note, I'm going over to the fighting side. I'm done talking about football. Actually, you know what? I'm not done talking about football. I'm going to run down Cincinnati's 4, Michigan's 1, Alabama's 2, Georgia is 3. Is that what we're shaping up? Michigan, Georgia, Alabama versus, Cincinnati? Wait, no, it'd be Cincinnati, Michigan, Bama, Georgia again, back-to-backs. Which I am almost certain those two teams haven't played back-to-backs since the Bear Bryant era. But don't quote me on that shit. That was bullshit. I was trying to shit some shit out of my ass. I don't know. So we got Alabama SEC champion, Michigan Big Ten champion. Good job, Jimmy Harbaugh. I don't even want to know who won the Pac-12 yet. I know Baylor won the Big 12. And Cincinnati won the American. They're going to be the first group of five into the college football playoff, which is incredible. That's fucking awesome. Desmond Ridder, he's a fucking beast. I'm not sure if he's NFL ready, but we've been saying that for such a long time. This dude's probably going to find a pot to piss in the NFL, and he's going to be a good quarterback. Would not surprise me. God, I wish I still had some of his other work, but man, what more do you need than watching a Desmond Ridder highlight video from him at Cincinnati to get you fired up to watch some more football? Hey, and the Utah Utes were the ones that won the Pac-12 this year. That's remarkable, in my opinion. It's quite remarkable. But the Pac-12 is a fucking joke. The Big 12, also a fucking joke. Am I giddy that Utah won? Yeah. But come on. Let's get real again. Are they gonna beat the Ohio States, the Michigans? Are they gonna beat the Alabamas, the Georgias? 'Cause it's okay, you can beat Oregon all you want. But the reason why it's zero chance at a national championship every damn year is because geographically, who wants to play football in those fucking conditions? Where you could get fucking struck by a lightning bolt on the practice field, too. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. That stank. Hey, you know what happened, though? Last night? Yesterday? I made some fucking money. I made some residge. Jose Aldo with the victory over Rob Font. That fight was, it was, it's up there. And one of my favorite Jose Aldo performances of all time. Also, Cheyenne Vlismas. Hit me up, girl. You cute as fuck, especially for a woman who fights for a living. God damn.